856, 73 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we've got a smoking hot grain market here this morning. The big issue is that China, supposedly a trade envoy from China, is coming to Washington, D.C. at the end of the month to discuss trade. So that's got this market pretty pepped up with the beans leading. Right now, Brian, we see the corn market up around 4 cents. The December corn at 380 and three quarters is up 4 3/4, while the new crop July, that deferred July at 404 1/2, is up 4 1/4 cents. On the bean side, we're showing double-digit gains across the board with the November beans at 895 1/2. It's up 26 1/2 cents. 896 is the 50-day moving average, and we tagged that this morning. We haven't seen that for a while. In the December corn, that 50-day moving average is at 375. In the last 2 days, we've crossed there and basically settled right on that area. So watch this November bean at 896 to be maybe a little bit of resistance this morning. On the meal, we're up $5 to $6 with the December meal at $336.90, up $5.60. Bean oil's up 27 to 30 points. December bean oil at $28.48 is up 28 points right now. On the wheat side of things, it's leading the corn market too. Continued hot, dry weather in the U.S. Northern Plains and Prairie provinces of Canada have that market looking a little firmer, with a December wheat in Chicago at 565 1/2. That's up 13 3/4. December Kansas City wheat is up 14 cents at 576 3/4. We have seen a little bit of support in the outside markets, but the hog market's on fire this morning. We've got December and February hogs both up to $3 limit right now. December hogs at $52.45 is up $3. October hogs at $55.42 is up $2.97. There is talk that the U.S. and Mexico are closing in on a deal. That would certainly be very supportive of the hog market, since Mexico is a huge buyer of our U.S. pork. Keep in mind that China, too, is needing pork, and so the news about China is firming. On the cattle side of things, where the nearby cattle are just a little bit higher, with the August live cattle at 109.30, up 30 cents. The September feeders up 15 cents at 149.30. Again, just a little bit firmer. We certainly did see the feeder cattle market gain some strength yesterday, based on lower grain prices, so it'll be interesting to see what the feeder cattle can do for the remainder of this day. Crude oil markets kind of stalled out after some downside pressure this week. The September crude at $65.18 is up 17 cents. The metals markets have seen a nice rebound after making new lows for the move. We're up about $1.10 in the gold this morning, up about 23 cents in the silver. On the dollar index, nice to see that the dollar is a little bit lower today after having had a very strong upside move, new highs for the year made, for the calendar year made this week, with the September dollar index at 96.28. That's down 30 cents right now. The Brazilian real is firmer this morning. That cuts into their profits for soybeans and corn into the export market. Again, the bean market is on fire, up about 30 cents this morning. The meal market's right on its heels, up about $6.70. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. 73 degrees right now in Urbana.